many cases, young people are accepting a temporary job as a stepping stone towards a job that provides perspectives, a more secure position in the longer term. And that doesn't seem to be happening. We see a very strong expansion of part-time work, also temporary work. In the past 10 years, it expanded by around 7 percentage points. So at the moment in 2011, with the most recent data that we have, it is more than 4 out of 10 young people that are on a temporary contract. And this has expanded only in the past 3 years by 3 percentage points.
Because of the economic situation across the Eurozone at this moment, is this a case where young people should be like, well, I guess I should be happy I have this job? I mean, so many people aren't working.
I don't think they will be happy with it, but sure, no, there's no denying the fact that in a way it is a good thing that at least you have an option. But that doesn't reduce the problems, of course, for those people that have found a job but then find themselves unemployed in a couple of weeks' time. Or they don't know for how long they will be employed, and if it ends, what is the next step? Not all young people settle for a job and continue doing that for a lifetime. So there is an element to it that a lot of young people will have shorter periods of work at the beginning of their working life. But the expansion of this type of work that we have seen, particularly in the last 3 years, clearly shows that it is for many people a trap. They have no other options.
And now, what needs to be done to improve the situation of employment for young people? I mean, given the fact that we do have this economic crisis going on.
There are 3 things that are important. And the first, of course, is what we're already referring to. If there's no economic growth, if there's no new opportunities arising, it is unlikely that the labor market for particularly young people will improve, because in many respects they are at a disadvantage in terms of experience, in terms of networks, contacts that they have. So for that group in particular, it is important that there are active policies in place that guide young people from education, training opportunities into job opportunities. So the linkages between education, training, the labor market, there is an enormous scope for governments and social partners to do more to better help young people, and that is often a matter of sufficient funding, but also in terms of partnerships, working together, unions, employers, big companies working together, creating opportunities for young people. There's also the issue of providing the right incentives. If there's an enormous difference for an employer to take on a young people on a temporary contract as opposed to a permanent contract, there may be an incentive, and in a way the wrong incentive, to have people on temporary contracts for too long. So equalizing the costs for employers between temporary and permanent positions is another option that can be an incentive and can help young people to obtain more secure jobs.
You know, I just thought of something, and maybe this may not apply, but are there any sort of recommendations towards promoting maybe youth entrepreneurship? Because a lot of young people are quite resourceful.
Yes, it's a very, very important area in countries around the world, not only in Europe, that if there are no jobs for which you can apply, that is basically create your own business. And many young people are willing to do that, but face problems in terms of administration, in terms of registration of businesses, in terms of obtaining credit, obtaining simply guidance, you know, some help in how to pull it off. And that is a very important area in the best of times, and certainly in the current economic environment, it is very important that young people get support in how to develop your own business.
Is there anything further you would like our listeners to know about the issue of temporary employment among youth in Europe, or the work that the ILO is doing in this regard?
I would like to refer also to our website, www.ilo.org, where you find the most recent reports and also a more in-depth analysis of the issue of temporary work, part-time work, and possibilities for government social partners to support young people.